and an annual budget and schedule sidewalk construction or repairs in the sidewalk improvement district. A water park if the committee behind it can raise enough money. The Catskill Sprayground Committee says it is one-third of the way to raising the funds necessary to build a new splash pad for water play at Elliott Park. Cultivate Catskill and the Fortnightly Club of Catskill members Brenda Vandermark, Terry Weiss, Lisa Leone Beers, Michelle Pulver, and Robin Smith are raising the money. Cultivate Catskill member Pulver said, quote, "We'd like to build this spray ground so it gives Catskill residents the opportunity to cool off and have some fun in the water," unquote. The story and the social media page for the Catskill Sprayground Committee does not say exactly how much more the group has to raise. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom, WGXC.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, June 1st. And you know what? I am not beholden to anyone else's paradigm, and I think we don't have enough seasons. So let's call this the transition into warm summer. Though you might see some spikes, it doesn't quite average out to hot just yet. Keep listening, you'll see what I mean. Local early morning temperatures range from 43 degrees in Craryville to 58 in Scaticoke. Regional average soil temperature is 62 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be high. Sorry folks, you just gotta stick it out. Fire up those air purifiers if you got them. Between the cool morning and the hot afternoon, we get a comfy window between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. as the mercury rockets up to 89 degrees by 3 p.m. Open up those windows around 10 p.m. when it drops into comfy territory again. That's 10 p.m. it starts getting nice. We see a low of 60 degrees, and it may feel damp as the dew point will be in the upper 50s. Tomorrow will be hot again, likewise reaching 89 degrees. After 2 p.m., however, things change and stormy conditions move on in. Could be the first good storm of the season. Just make sure your phone is charged. Saturday, rain chances continue all day and we get a high of only 65 degrees. Sunday, looking similar with a high of 66, still rainy. Hope everybody got out last weekend. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 1:23 a.m., low tide at 8:07 a.m., high tide again at 1:38 p.m., and low tide once again at 8:07 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 68 degrees, and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 8:09 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:18 a.m. Looking way up, we see we are still in a minor geomagnetic storm watch with a 10% chance of X-class flares. Plasma winds will be average at 414 kilometers per second with an average density of 5 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently pretty bad until dark. And you can blame Angry New Sunspot 3323 for that. Overnight, you might get away with a long-distance transmission under 10 megahertz. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3.6, quiet. The current sunspot number is 147, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate, who will be coming at you live tonight at 7 p.m. on the Thingularity Radio program.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a three-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many three-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXE will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a 3-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
Hi, everybody. This is Brad with the United Way of Columbia and Greene Counties. It's the mission of our local United Way to help children and youth succeed, assist our senior community, build strong neighborhoods, and aid families who are facing challenges like substance abuse, autism, or even literacy. We do these things by raising money and supporting programs that are run by other local nonprofits such as the Salvation Army, Sprouts, Kite's Nest, and many more. Through the work of the employee giving campaigns, private donations, and our signature fundraisers, the UWCG is the only local nonprofit that raises money to help other local nonprofits. Be a part of the tapestry that is Columbia and Greene Counties. Join your United Way.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a 3-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many 3-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXE will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a 3-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
I'm Becca Van Kay. We probably should be on Instagram. Hi. It's nice to see you. I've seen you outside of the Rolling Grocer with Tom and stuff before, and I know this one over here, too. Yeah. I actually used to work a little bit at WGXC and Wave Farm.
So. Tom knows you by face, so he's always like, hey! Yeah. And I can't say who you are, but I'm like, damn, if we introduce each other, then I have a better memory.
Yeah.
Because he's always saying everybody's his BFF. Tom.
He knows everybody. I was just telling Meredith here that, like, she's probably seen Tom. If she's been in Hudson, like, there's a strong chance you've seen Tom around. Yeah. Yeah.
And if you didn't see him, he saw you, which is just as creepy. So, Becca Van Kay.
Yep.
Let's get into it. What's going on?
Nothing. It's a beautiful day. I feel like I'm emerging from my winter slumber and just loving the sunshine and everything green.
It feels a little fallish. I got this
it is a little crispy.
I was like, what is going on?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's a little crispy today.
Street, and the owner himself just ran away. He's camera shy. My co-host is on her way. This is the Thursday afternoon show. Yay! And we have a bunch of guests lined up. There's nobody else here right now, but I believe you can pick up a little snack and a beer or whatever at Kitty's and come out to the backyard and hang and be on the radio. So one thing I noticed, by the way, is that you come in through the main entrance on Front Street now to access the backyard. And the backyard now is a veritable jungle of flora. The what was started, 2 years ago now or so, is now incredible. An incredible jungle of greenery and other colors. And it's amazing. So come on back, and you could be on the radio. And maybe we can get a party going if enough people show up. You know? And you can drink back here, so that's an incentive. And what else can we say? It's a Thursday afternoon show. Yay! Oh, our guests on the 5 o'clock hour are Adam Weinert and, geez, I wish I could remember the other fellow's name, but I don't have my info with me. But he is the head of the Jose Limon Dance Company. And the reason he's coming with Adam is because the Limon Company will be performing at Catspan in their summer series. And I think they, in fact, kick off the summer series. But we'll get the full deets when Adam and company arrive. Now, sound you hear in the background is of interest as well, because they're building a stage back here. That's right, a stage. And upon that stage, let me see what's going on here. And upon that stage will be a full series of events this summer. And I hope to get the events people from Kitties on the show at some point today to talk about their lineup. They already have a poetry series in the works, and they're talking about some other kinds of performances as well. So they're planning a big summer fest right here in the backyard at Kitties. And, you know, this is only the beginning of the Kitties empire. Next door, they'll be opening soon their caboose. The caboose. I like a caboose, a big caboose. Anyway, they're opening the caboose, which is going to be an event space, and there'll be a wine shop. And then further in the background, the same group will be developing the year-round farmer's market. So there's lots happening down here, folks. Uh-oh. Oh, I just got the name. Thanks to Tom Rowe, our general factotum and master of all things Wave Farm. The name of the artistic director of Jose Limon is Dante Puleo. So Dante Puleo will be here with Adam Weinert later. Let's see. What else we got going here? Oh, I was saying how they're building a stage back there, and that stage will be a for all kinds of performances, and it's being built by none other than Hudson Build, a new outfit organized locally with an incredible, I wouldn't call it quite an agenda, but with an incredible mission, and that is to train young people or young people of or people who just want to get into the trades. It's both an on-site training group or business for developing knowledge of the building trades, which is, you know, desperately needed here in Hudson. And in fact, if you want to see a nice bit of their work, excuse me, other than just going on Instagram where they posted some nice things, you can go to the Greenport Conservation Area where you can see their what they've done for the the noise is driving me crazy. Oh, for the gazebo. That's the word I'm looking for. The gazebo. Brand new gazebo. Well, actually, they revived the old one and just recreated it. And it's a work of beauty. So get over there to the Greenport Conservation Area and you can see their handiwork. And maybe you decide to hire them for a project you might have of your own. Hello there, person who works at Kitties. Yep. There we go. Being ignored. So I think I'm being also punished by my co-host, who's not here yet, because I've been absent the last 3 weeks. Two of them, I was in Missouri, beautiful Columbia, Missouri. That beautiful is in quotation marks indicating sarcasm, because it is not a beautiful place. It is quite a depressing place in some ways. There's a university district where my daughter and son-in-law are employed, and my grandchildren thrive Meanwhile, the university district is surrounded by some suburban sprawl, and then you come to some pretty nice countryside. But basically, I cannot recommend Columbia, Missouri, unless you have some business there. And my business is family. So that's certainly a great reason to go to Columbia, Missouri. Anyway, so moving right along. I'm out here all alone in the backyard at Kitty's. Workmen behind me. It's really quite impressive, the stage they're developing. As I look back here, it's hard to figure out exactly. Let's see. Like I said, the area's really gotten not overgrown, but really quite an amazing growth of greenery. And the stage is quite, what is that? Did you build a building behind the stage as well? No, I guess that's part of the other project. Yeah, this wouldn't. That's not part of this, right? Behind you, Nick. That way.
this building, I believe, is the kitchen of the new event space.
Ah, okay. So I thought it might be the backstage to the scene. Anyway, they're hard at work here, creating this amazing stage, which will be the centerpiece to entertainment back here at Kitty's. And I got it. The growth here is just phenomenal. It's really amazing. Let's see. How many people can... Oh, they could probably get a good amount of folks back here. There's plenty of seating. And, you can pick up a lunch and come back here and eat. Or not so much dinner, but lunch. And you can come here for cocktails. That's right. You can come here for cocktails. Actually, no, you can't. You can come here for beer, because I think that's the only thing they sell in Kitty's itself. Kitty's promises, I think, to open this caboose coming in, I'm not sure if it's June or July. We're in June. Whoa, we're already in June. How did we get here? How do we get out of here? Anyway, so I'm anxiously awaiting my co-host, the lovely and vivacious Cela Graham, who is off, I'll be frank, she's off earning some Benjamins, and who can blame her for that? Because, as you know, here at WGXC, we are volunteers. So when the green calls, you gotta, seize the opportunity. Anyway, so where do we go from here? It's hot out, that's for sure. But if you come back here, you can get some shade and we can talk on the air. We're live down at Kitty's. And, I'm here, we're here because we were asked to do a show here by the major domo or head honcho here at Kitty's, who would be... Benjamin Fain, or as the recent Register Star kept calling him, Ben Sane, which I found quite amusing because, you add an I and an N before there and you get the true character of Mr. Fain. He has been insane. I hope he's listening right now because it's probably the only joke I have at the moment. Because I'm sweating a lot back here at Kitty's. Where is everybody? Hello there. Well, I can't even entice people to come on the show, it seems like. But maybe we'll get somebody soon. So things are happening again. The Basilica Thursday evening. I forget what they call it. But their Thursday evening shows are back. Let me see if I can find that for you. Basilica. They are doing their Thursday evening musical shows down there at Basilica. And I know they've also are currently installing an art show. That's right. And Archo down there. Okay. Oh, here's the whole schedule. Let's see what we got here. Okay, Basilica, Jupiter Nights, they're calling it. Jupiter Nights. That's right. Basilica, Jupiter Nights. And the first one, well, looky here. The first one has our BFF of the show, Rager. You may know her as Rebecca Boer, but her stage name is Rager because I believe she is full of rage. Could that be it? I don't know. But also with Cordia and Cordia and Charlotte Jacobs. And that's at the gallery building in the back. There's food available and at 7. And the music starts at 8. And that, by the way, is on June 15th. The rest of the schedule, let's see. Who's this? On June 22nd, appearing will be Overheard and Here with Samuel Johnson and Chase Elodia's Perennials. That's on June 22nd. On July 6th, for Jupiter Nights, you can see Water From Your Eyes and Bruiser and Bicycle. And then July 13th, M.M. Meadows and Kendra McKinley. On August 3rd, Kalia Van Dever, Fruiting Bodies, and Ama Arteria. Let's see. And then on August 10th, we have Rena Sokolov Gonzalez, Nettie Nettie, and our own, that is to say Hudson's own, Emily Ritz. That's right. We got Emily Ritz on August 10th. So that's the lineup this summer. And they're all on Thursday night. And they're right here at Basilica in their back gallery. And I think we have a potential guest here. Hello, sir.
Hi there.
What you doing back here?
Getting some water.
Okay. You work here?
No, I work next door.
Oh, you're working on the...
Yeah.
You got a minute?
Not really, sorry.
Okay, well, there you go. Your opportunity for fame and fortune has just disappeared. But as I said, he's working on the building next door. Oh, and there's the wonderful Nick Zakos leaving Hudson Build's crew. Let's see what else we got going here. Sure would like to know where my co-host is. But maybe this is her way of rewarding me for giving her the opportunity to run 3 shows all by herself. And I heard some of one of them. It was really quite good. And, a local motorcycle. There's a train in the station. What else can I tell you? It's a Thursday afternoon show, and we're live at Kitty's. That's right, we're live at Kitty's. And nobody, just nobody, seems to want to talk to us. That's partly because no one is stopping by. Now, maybe soon, somebody will come. Well, our guest is definitely going to be here in the second hour, our 2 guests. So that should make for a little more entertaining sequence. Until then, I guess I'll just have to wing it. And it's been a while since I've been on, and I feel a little rusty, but... Oh, here we go. I think a potential guest. Maybe. No. Yes.
In a bit.
Oh, in a bit. Okay. That's all right. We're getting closer and closer to a guest, folks. And then we can really start moving along. Because, the train whistle blows. Isn't that a great sound? I love trains. Always amazes me people who don't... You know, some people come to the country, which is to say Columbia County, looking for isolation and quiet. Not me. I look for less congestion, for certain. But I do like the sounds of trains. And they're just, you know, to me, they're an essential part of the American landscape. Oh, and it looks like, I don't know. Any chance we're going to get Jesse on the air yet? I don't know. But, oh, God, please. Soon? Soon?
What?
You're going to come on soon?
I want to, yes. I
have a
meeting.
Okay. Is your meeting over yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
Are you on?
Oh, yeah, we're on.
Okay.
I'm just struggling along.
You by yourself?
For now.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Where's
Cece? Sheila is what she would prefer to be called now. Okay, in case you run into her. I do not know. I got a text. She's on her way. We'll see shortly.
Okay.
But that's the drama of live radio, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. You know, I really don't want to have you on the air because for a very specific reason. You go on the Monday afternoon show, and you can't go on every show.
You got to spread the love, my
friend. No, that's how it works.
Kieran never says to me, you go on the Thursday afternoon show.
Well, he's a nicer guy. I'm not a
nicer
guy.
But I heard you were all alone, so I see that's slowly changing, but surely, so I won't keep it too long. But
okay.
Wanted to keep you some company. And
oh, boy. Okay, so.
I heard you have guests coming on at 5 anyway.
In case you're wondering, that is the voice of Garrett Roach, as in cockroach. No, sorry. Just
nope. No. R-O-C-H-E.
Oh, it's spelled differently, but it's pronounced the same. And Garrett, as you probably know, is a regular on the Monday afternoon show. And when he can, he also shows up on the... Do you show up on any other show?
I've been a guest on Randall Martin's
Tuesday
afternoon show.
Oh, yeah?
And also a guest on Kimberly Irwin's once a month race talk show.
Okay.
It's 1 hour from 7 to 8 p.m. That'd be the third Tuesday of every month.
Okay, and what do you have to tell us, Garrett, since you're here?
Well, I have had an exceptionally astounding week for one thing, but for another thing, this weekend I have had the honor of being invited to my very first Native American Blackfoot Tribe powwow in Margaretville, New York, over in
really?
Delaware County.
And why did they invite you, Garrett?
Well, here's a shout-out to Felicia and her daughter, Tara, because they are regular singers at Karaoke at the Half Moon, which, by the way, is... I was there last night. It's every other Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 12 midnight. Amanda Daisy Lease, one of the most dynamic hostesses anyone could have.
Okay. And so you were invited to... What were you invited to, actually? I don't think... Do they still...
American powwow of the Blackfoot tribe over in... Margaretville, New York, which is in Delaware County. And I'll be going over there Saturday morning. And Rob Gellis has been invited as well. So we'll be going over there together. Rob around the county.
Okay, so it's your usual cronies. You and your cronies, so to speak. Yeah?
Whatever you want to call
so
us.
So you're still letting that hair grow, huh, Garrett?
Yeah, I'm thinking on changing it up a little bit, especially as we get into the hotter months.
Yeah? I see you shaved down your beard a little bit.
Yes, I did.
That's good because
gave it trim.
It was getting out of control.
Thank you.
Let's see. What else can we ask you? I think that's about it.
You sure? Nothing else?
Yeah, no, nothing for you, Garrett. I mean, you know, nice to have you stop by.
What do you have to say, Tom? Come on.
I don't have much to say today. I'm kind of quiet. It's the sun kind of exhausts me, and. It seems like our hosts haven't done really much in the way of providing us with guests, because that's what we're really here for, to celebrate and introduce and tell you all about kitties. Kitties.
Correct. I've been here a time or two.
Okay.
Delicious.
No, that's, I thought that was going to be the head honcho, but it's not. You've eaten here?
I have, a couple of times.
Mr. Cobbins, you got a minute to talk?
Sure.
Have a seat. So we have an employee. You're still working at Kitty's, yeah?
Yes, I'm still working at Kitty's.
Yeah, what are you doing here now?
I'm a cook. I went from porter to...
A little louder.
I went from being a porter to a cook.
To being a porter to a cook. So, you know, no one's listening, so tell me the truth. Does Ben Fain treat you okay?
Yes, Ben is a fantastic porter.
Really? You sure?
Yes.
Because you can tell me. I won't tell him.
Oh, no, he's an excellent person.
So you're cooking now, and you're cooking in... there's so much going on here. You're cooking in the restaurant or in the... or is it the both?
Both.
Ah.
So I work two stations.
You work two stations.
Yeah, and I did dinner service a couple, like, 6 months ago.
Then cool.
I switched over to a morning shift.
Got it. And when we first interviewed you here at Kitty's, it was when everything was opening, and it was just the market, I believe, back
right.
then.
Yes, it was just the market that was open.
And you were a porter back then, and now you've...
I stepped up.
You stepped up.
Got the promotion, and I took it.
Good. And I believe your sister, Ifitea's, got something happening soon. And she's your sister, right?
No, that's my cousin.
Oh, your cousin.
Yes.
Okay. I know that Cobbins clan is a big one here in Hudson.
Yeah, really.
A lot of Cobbins.
Yes. All over Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Down south.
I see you even wear the Kitty's logo on your shirt.
Yes.
Now, that's a sign of devotion.
Yes.
Oh, and a Kitty's hat. Oh, my gosh.
We also have hoodies.
Hoodies?
Keep us warm in the fall weather.
Oh, fall weather.
Yes.
Well, it's good to see you here, Michael. It's good to know you've stuck
yes.
it out and advanced, and they're treating you well.
Yes.
Thanks for stopping by.
You too. Thank you.
Take it easy.
You too.
It's Michael Cobbins, who is a cook here at Kitty's in the main restaurant store part of Kitty's, not... They're going to have a whole new kitchen for the caboose. And I've even been privileged to see their new event space above Kitty's. A very nice sort of country style, country kitchen style event space up above the restaurant. As well as new seating in the entranceway. God, that's a lot of seating. They can handle a lot of people, so... once the summer gets hopping, you should hop on down here to Kitty's and enjoy the restaurant, the grocery store, with some takeout items, and it'll soon become your one-stop shop for everything. And the wine store is going to go into the caboose. Currently, it's on Warren Street. It's called Grapefruit Wines. It's going to move down here. And it just keeps expanding. Okay, what else is happening here in the HUD? So I told you all about what's going on in Basilica. I'm hoping that somebody, actually Jesse, who is the social media person for Kitty's here, will join us eventually and tell us all about the various things going on at Kitty's. Hello up there. You know, you're welcome to come down, whoever you are. Hello. No, they're not ready to come down. Oh, boy. Anyway, down here, the noise you hear in the background is the building of a stage. That's right. In the backyard, they're building a stage, a permanent stage to protect performers from the sun, but also, for, you know, just to give them a space to perform. And so far, I know they've announced a poetry series that will be run by what's it called? The Flowchart Foundation. Flowchart? I think so. Run by Jeffrey Leppendorf. You know, the John Ashbery sponsored... The archive and estate of John Ashbery sponsored the Flowchart Foundation, and they are putting on a poetry series here at Kitty's throughout the summer. What else is going to happen? Well, I know they're interviewing right now with a number of people who might provide musical entertainment, and then there's another person being interviewed who might provide film entertainment. So I think they're looking for a lot of backyard performance here at Kitty's to keep things lively and happening. I don't know for a fact, but if you have an idea you want to see if they're interested, you might contact Jesse. I'm not sure Jesse's last name, but I'll find it out during the show. And Jesse is the head of social media and events here at Kitty's.
A couple things going on in town, Tom, if you like, before I leave you all alone again.
Okay.
All right, this evening around 8 p.m. at Lawrence Park, Wine Bar, trivia. And they don't do that on a regularly scheduled basis. They do it sort of sporadic.
Okay.
And sometimes you just sort of hear about things word of mouth around town. So we got the trivia tonight, Lawrence Park, and...
What time is that?
It's around 8 p.m., between 8 and 9, they said, but get there around 8.
And where is Lawrence Park, for those who don't know?
That is the number off the top of my head. I'm not sure, but it's...
It's right a north...
next to, adjacent to the Maker, and it's across from Steiner's Bike Shop.
It's actually the northwest corner...
That's correct, yes. That's
...of
correct.
Warren Street, Warren Street and 3rd.
3rd. Corner, yep.
And
corner
that's Lawrence Warren, Park.
Warren and 3rd.
Warren and 3rd. Okay.
The number of the building, I'm not too sure about.
Yeah, we don't need
corner,
it. It's the
that's
corner.
Right, corner of...
What else you got, Garrett? Is that it?
And, well, June 10th, FOPS, Friends of the Public Square, Splash Party.
Oh, yeah? Is that open to the public? I don't think so, is it?
Well, it is a ticketed event.
A ticketed event.
So they
don't
can go
talk
to popsutton.com.
Oh, yeah?
The amounts of most welcome donations are on there.
Okay.
For our precious public square.
Well, that's great.
And, between 4 and 6 p.m. on, that'd be at number 3 Rossman Avenue on June 10th.
Okay.
And, I'll just add one more thought
boy,
about what
go.
You said about the empty chairs here, Tom.
Yes.
I do find it very interesting at times that you have congested traffic in Hudson, but you go into some places and they're empty. Or the outdoors
well, right now there's
don't
nothing,
have any
there's nothing really open here right now except for the shop is the only thing open right at this point.
But sometimes
I see potential
it's like
guests.
Someone flips a switch and you had a whole
okay.
packed
Nitrell. You got a minute?
Karaoke
Come
left.
On. Oh, all you right. got a minute. Come on. Just 1 minute. I'll talk to the boss. He'll let me.
All right, Tom, you're not alone anymore.
So, right
Thanks
now,
so much, always.
Approaching is Nitrell Hedgepeth.
To be continued.
How you doing, man?
Good,
and
you?
He is, I've told you all about Hudson Build, which is working in the background here. And Nitrell is one of the workers. What do you think? I saw the work you guys did on the gazebo.
Yeah.
Were you part of that crew?
Yeah, that was a nice project because for that whole week, it was beautiful outside. It was probably like 75 degrees. And
wow.
So we're doing the roof and we're looking over the water. We're seeing all these nice boats drive by, and it was just like perfect scene. And it was nice to be out in the wilderness for a little while.
Nice, but the listening audience really wants to know, what's it like working that with that character Nick Zachos? Is he a? Is
it's
he,
the best. Nick is one of the best bosses I ever
the
had.
The best. Okay.
One of the best. I give it to him. He's really understandable. He wants to see like us learn the right way and get the job done. So
what? How did you get involved with Hudson Build? Did you have any building experience before that?
I went to Columbia Green.
Ah.
I took their course on construction technology.
Oh, so you had a little bit.
So, I had a little bit, but then I had to go to do, in order to graduate it, I needed to do an internship.
Ah.
And Nick was just starting Build Hudson at the time. So Nick came in and he told me all about his program, and I was like, I want to be a part of that, and
you were able to satisfy your internship.
Yes,
excellent.
So I've graduated school now. It's been a year since I've graduated school that I've been working with Build Hudson. So
well, Build Hudson is probably one of the best programs around, and I'm glad that you're involved.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Nice
take it easy, man.
Thank you for
having me. You too, Nitrell Hedgepeth, a worker for Build Hudson. Which is a phenomenal program, as you could have guessed, in developing people who are new to the building trades and getting them started so that they can either continue with Build Hudson or go further along. Now, what else we got going here? I see one of the chefs of Kitty's up there. hanging out. Maybe we'll get him to come down. Hey there, you in red. Hey there. Well, smoking a cigarette. Interesting. But now they go away. Anyway, it's a Thursday afternoon show here live at Kitty's. What can I tell you? We got building going on in the background by Hudson Bill. There's activity at the train station across the street. And if you're wondering where Kitty's is, it's on Front Street in Hudson. Front Street is the north-south street at the end of Warren. And if you go south on Front Street, you'll see a lot of red. On one side is the train station. On across the street is Kitty's, the store, Kitty's, the restaurant, and the soon-to-open Caboose, which will be an event space and a wine shop. The wine shop currently, Grapefruit Wines on Warren Street, will be moving to this space. Anyway, who am I? I am Tommy D, your host, as always. Although when I say that, I have to remind you that I haven't been on the air in 3 weeks. Hey, a really cool thing happened the other day. Going into one of my favorite coffee shops here in Hudson. And amazingly, someone I've never met before, a young woman, said to me, "Are you on the radio?" And I said, "By Jove, I am." And she said, "I think I've heard you." And it turns out she, in fact, had. It's always amazing to find out that there are people listening. Not because, you know... Oh, listen to that. That's the train. Isn't it cool? Not because I enjoy speaking into a void, but sometimes it's good to know that there are people other than your friends and family listening. I don't even have family listening. I remind my family members around the world that they can listen on the internet, but they don't. That's okay. Because I talk about them sometimes, and they probably wouldn't like that. That's right. They probably wouldn't like it. My daughter, by the way, as you might recall if you're a fan of the show, used to provide a... it must have been 2 years ago during the pandemic. She would give us our Taylor Swift update. Now, I got to tell you, she has not checked in because, for a number of reasons, she has not seen Taylor Swift during this incredible tour that's taking place this summer. And the other day we were talking about it and she actually cried. Now meanwhile, mind you, my daughter is a 34-year-old medical doctor, mother of three, and yet she isn't sure how she feels about Taylor Swift anymore. So, you know, people change. I don't think she is going to start, listening to death metal or noise music or mumblecore, but she seems to have abandoned her strict Swiftiness for greater things, in my view, anyway. But on the other hand, our good friend of the show and friend to Hudson, the owner of the Half Moon, John McCullough, I think I can share this because it was on social media, took his daughter and her friend to the MetLife performance of Taylor Swift. And John, who is a connoisseur of all kinds of music, but especially what's it called? Dub, or whatever that's called, and ska, and other variations of cool stuff, as many would think, came home and told me he had maybe not quite been converted, but he was blown away by the show put on by, yes, Taylor Swift. Can you imagine? 72,000 people, according to New York Times, attended this event last week in New Jersey. And The show was over 3 hours. So you got, I suppose, your money's worth, depending on how much you spent. And, of course, the sad thing is the secondary market is obscene with the prices. The primary market, that is to say, buying tickets from the event space, is one thing. it's probably, you know, no more or less than what goes on elsewhere. But once the scalpers and everything manage to get their greedy mitts on tickets, the secondary market prices become outrageous. And, of course, none of that benefits Taylor Swift or any of the people who put on the show. So that's my report on the latest Taylor Swift event, not quite locally, but nearby. somehow Taylor Swift passed by upstate New York. I don't think there's any space up here that could have, certainly not in Columbia County, that could have showcased her performance. But there are some regional concerts going on that caught my eye. Amy Mann, who I once saw down in Tarrytown, did I see her in Tarrytown? Yeah, it was in Tarrytown, will be performing at Bard Avon in the near future. So that's a performance I might check out, or you might want to check out. And as I speak, coming in, looking quite pleased with herself, because she should. She carried this show for 3 weeks. Yes, she's here. Yes, it's Cela Graham.
I
know,
way.
I know, and I've put in a
a request.
Yeah, I said that's a bad idea. Don't you think?
Yeah.
They should keep that open.
Why not?
And I talked to them.
I mean, I get why.
Right, but you see, they can put that going that way, and they still have
the
that.
The whole point of you being here is not to tell people how to run their business. So let's clear that air for you. What business
good.
You got?
Ah, right. There you go. Right on.
Huh. Right in spice. Right in spice.
Well, you know, he's a friend, sort of. And I was giving a little suggestion.
Well, suppose it's not his decision. Suppose he hires someone to make those decisions.
He probably has.
That's right. Because, and so that's why don't interfere. Now he's going to have to say, he's gonna say, well, my friend Tom said that you should. You're getting all in the way of the man's business and stuff.
Hey,
you're crazy.
That's what I do.
Uh-huh.
That's what I do.
You're looking really worse for wear here. Your shorts is all shredded up. You got a haircut. What's going on? You look like you're beach laden.
And I'm sweating a lot, too. Look at that.
Yeah, don't remind me of the sphinxing. Hope you wore deodorant, Tommy.
I always wear deodorant. Anyway, that lovely, lovely voice you hear is, of course, my erstwhile co-host who carried the show for 3 weeks without me and did, I hear, a decent job. Actually, I got to refer. Did a phenomenal job. I actually caught some of it.
Did you catch the anger part one?
No, I didn't.
Oh. Because let me tell you how impactful that anger part was. The anger part, I was just talking, you know, about how we had come to that decision. But then I also went into, you know, the stages of anger. And I had gone into some stuff. And, you know, I just talk my stuff and then I go. And so, like, a few days later, someone stopped me and was like, hey, I've heard your voice before and I didn't realize it was the show that I was listening to.
Oh, my God.
And I caught your piece on anger and I actually stayed in the car. Yeah, she was like,
nah.
It was so impactful.
And I wasn't there?
You weren't there.
And they stayed in the car?
They stayed in the car. They stayed in the car.
Nice.
And
that's
I felt overwhelmed. I really did.
No,
I went home
cool.
very happy. The kids were like, what happened to you? I was like, I won the lotto.
Well, it's true, because mostly we just speak nonsense. But when you actually talk about something serious and you connect with somebody,
right.
That's like radio at its best, you know, as opposed to what we do, which is radio of God knows what. And, our guests are here. And the show's finally rolling.
It's rolling with like 5 minutes to go.
No, we don't have to stop.
We don't have to stop.
We don't have to stop when we do it live, I don't think.
What are you talking about?
Tom Rowe, let us know.
Yeah. Hi.
But come on in. Sit here.
Hello. I'm Cela.
This is Dante Puleo.
Puleo, yeah.
And I
he
don't
likes
want
to say anything that sounds Italian.
Show.
Are you Italian?
Italian, yeah.
Andrew
yeah.
Leo.
We have
all right.
My people happen to be great dancers.
Oh my God.
You ever hear of Edward Villella? Is that a thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
You had a check.
Yeah.
With a real Italian.
It's Italian?
I think so. wait, there's another guy.
That's a person.
No, he
You know, I don't think this is doing our guest justice, unless he's trying to get a tan. It is really...
Well, it's good that they sweat, so they, you know, because we're putting them under the hot seat.
Is that what we're doing?
Well, we are now.
That wasn't the plan, but it sort of worked out.
Oh, okay. No.
So, Am is here to tell us about the whole cat... What's your actual title with the Catspan?
I am the Artistic Associate at the Catspan Cultural Park.
Fancy title.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah, you know.
Artistic... what did you say? Associate.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's sort of like I had this poetry professor in college who was called a nature poet, and he didn't like that title.
Ooh.
But he said he'd take the adjective as long as he had the noun. And I just like the artistic.
Who was that guy?
His name is Eamon Grennan.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Anyway, but yeah, we're here to talk about Catspan, not his poetry.
Right.
Oh, why not? Okay. Adam, as you know, lives not far from here, but he is
I didn't know, but you know. Thank you for the reminder.
Well, I like to dos people, as you
put noticed,
it.
I noticed.
Ever since I learned that word, I like to do it.
You do it
I didn't give the number of the street.
No, of course not.
I know. But he has brought with him Dante Paleo, who is the artistic director of the Jose Limon
Dance Company.
And your group is the first performers this summer at the dance part of Catspan. Kicking it off. How appropriate for a dance group, right?
Yeah.
Is there like a line of kickers?
You got one of those
Effects. Well, it's hard when we're out in the wilds to use our sound effects.
We can pull them back a little bit, Tom. I feel bad that they're in the sun.
Boy, aren't you the nice person? But I'm not. Okay, move it back, move it back.
Thank you.
Okay.
I just like to be a gracious host. I don't know about you.
No, I don't. I couldn't care less about being gracious.
Unbelievable.
So,
is that better?
Yeah. Thank you.
A little bit. Huh, Mr. Paleo?
How many, they're nighttime performances?
Sort of, right? 6 p.m.?
6 p.m.,
I'd call it night. Well, you know, it's not dark.
Evening.
But it's evening.
Evening.
Perfect.
Evening.
And are you one of the performers as well, or the choreographer, or both?
No. Either? I just stand in the back and I tell people what to do.
Oh, like
the conductor?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a shame because Dante, back in the day, was one of the most extraordinary dancers I'd ever seen. But I will say he's brought that to his artistic leadership because the company right now looks stronger than I've ever seen it.
Thank you.
Now, are these performances that were choreographed by Jose Limon?
They were.
Who is Jose Limon?
Oh, that's a good question.
So Jose Limon was born in Mexico in the early 1900s. He immigrated to the United States as a young person and then moved to New York thinking he was going to be a painter. And then he went to an art show and saw the work that he always wanted to paint and go, well, that's what I thought I wanted to do.
Oh, no.
It's already been done.
Yeah.
So then he was introduced to dance. Then he started dancing. And then his whole artistic... A medium was shaped through movement.
Interesting.
And that's how he came to dance.
Is this your dance company showing up here? Or... No?
Hello.
Not my group.
Okay. Open back there. You can hang out. And if you're really ambitious, you'll come on our radio show at some point.
Hey.
Oh, look at all. Suddenly, people... See, Celia, you show up and everybody else shows up.
I know.
What does that tell you?
I bring the vibe.
Nobody likes you. You do. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's it.
So Limon... fashioned himself an artist who actually is an artist because dance is an art.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. So he just shifted.
Yeah, he shifted mediums. He found dance, found movement, and then found the right people to help craft his eye and teach him some of the, you know, just how to shape bodies and bring them into space and move space and move the bodies into space.
Won't be too much.
Oh, yeah.
They're building a stage over there.
Perfect.
So
perfect.
In the future, you can perform right there.
And come on, and put a little burlesque on.
I don't know how much space you need for the dance company.
So what kind of dance did Limon start with? Or
modern dance.
He was known for modern dance?
Yes. He was one of the greatest performers of his time.
Wow.
And that was during the late...
I'm going to look him up.
Early, like, 30s. In the 40s, 1930s and 40s. And then he started making his own work. One of his first solos is what we'll be seeing at Catspan. It's called Chacon. And then, his understanding of how to tell stories and his way to like shape bodies through space, I think, were just so fascinating. So the company's been around for 77 years.
It's got great bone structure.
Bone structure.
Wow.
And so the company is devoted solely to his... the dances that he choreographed?
The work we'll be seeing at Kotzban is two of his works, uh-huh. but the company itself, we're a repertory company. Okay. So we do works by Jose Limon, and then we pair the works with commissioned choreographers, emerging acclaimed choreographers, and then those works are in conversation with each other.
Do you feel any obligation that the works you commission or perform sort of correspond to what Jose Limon's aesthetic was?
Maybe not the aesthetic, but thematically.
Well, so, he's got a Limon technique, right?
His Limon technique, correct.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I could Google too, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I got to be apart because you just keep talking.
So, yes, the dancers study the technique, and they use the technique, which helps them in a variety of forms. It's part of a bigger practice.
It looks like capoeira a little bit. Hmm. That one little...
With the wood?
Oh, I see, yeah.
Right?
A little bit, yeah.
What?
Right. Go ahead and explain.
I didn't know you were a dance maven.
I don't feel I have enough information to give you.
So it's a form of Brazilian street fight, but it also encompasses dance moves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's really popular. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what have you been fighting down in Brazil?
No, I'm going to be fighting you, Tom. I've been practicing to fight you.
So what are the actual details of when and what days you're performing and the times?
Yeah, so tomorrow we kick off, not with a dance performance, but an art opening, because we have an installation in our gallery and across our campus. It's 153 acres in Tivoli,
right?
New York.
It's a little risky on Pride weekend, isn't it?
Well, you know...
to have to split hairs. Hello?
Could be part of the event, right?
Go He's this, shipwrecked. Go sorry. Sorry about that.
One can do all the things.
There you go.
You know? And we are also feeling our pride over at Kotzban. But so tomorrow we have this gallery opening. Lots of nice food and wine and art. That'll be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, Sunday at 6 p.m. on our mountain stage, we'll host these performances with the Limon Dance Company and also the American Ballet Theatre Studio Company.
Ooh.
And I think it's a really nice pairing because the Limon Company is bringing these masterworks from the modern dance canon, and American Ballet Theatre Studio Company is bringing some classical works that are some even older than the modern dance, and then some very new and contemporary works.
Nice.
Wow. So it builds a nice sort of
palette.
Yeah.
Dance.
And if people want to get tickets, you can't mention prices, but where do they go?
They go to kotzban.org. That is KAATSBAAN.org.
Yeah. What is Kotzban?
It's a mouthful.
What does that word refer to?
It is from the Dutch.
What are you looking at me like that for?
No reason, Tom. Keep going.
Okay. One of the co-founders of Kotzban about 30 years ago. She is Dutch, and it translates as a playing field.
Mm.
So they were kind of inspired by that idea, and we have these outdoor events, and it felt like a game.
That's cute.
Cool. So there's all kinds of things happening there, and amazingly, I've heard that, tell me this has to be a rumor, that our own Thursday afternoon show, Celia Graham, is going to be there for something.
I don't think it's a rumor, Tom. It's hard fact.
Oh, hard fact. We're very excited.
Yes.
When you say we, who exactly?
Everyone. Although I can't take credit for creating that panel, we invited Tamar Adler to put together
that explains it. Your BFF.
One of my BFFs.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But you know, Tamar just published this book about...
We had her here.
Okay, great.
Everlasting Meal.
And so, yeah, this panel celebrates different cultural traditions around food storing and saving.
That's
and
right.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that this one here is mentioned in the book.
Unbelievable.
That's right, folks. Celia Graham is mentioned in Tamar Adler's new cookbook. Okay? Have I done it justice now?
I don't know. You keep talking.
Okay. You've curated the whole dance program.
That's right.
And how many...
In conversation with other members of the team,
right.
But...
Right. And how many different groups are coming in?
Yeah, so we're serving up 3 weekends of world-class art, dance, film, music, and more. Is mm-hmm. how I like to describe
That's
it.
That's right, and more.
And so, yeah, week one features this art opening and these dance performances with the Limon Company and ABT Studio Company.
Nice.
Week two, we have the acclaimed string quartet Ethel, along
with
the wild violinist Curtis J. Stewart, who just won his third Grammy nomination.
Wow.
And also that weekend, we have a dance performance featuring the Trisha Brown Dance Company, along with New Jersey Ballet and an up-and-comer named Robert George, who I think is really somebody to watch. And week three, we're featuring a panel of local dancers and choreographers, which is going to be very exciting, in collaboration with Hutsi TV, great organization. And
a new... include you?
Well, I'll be moderating the panel. So in a way, yes. Although the three dancers are Ralph Mvore from Newburgh, who's a very cool hip-hop artist, a flamenco dancer, Anna Labrada George, who runs Hudson Valley Flamenco Festival.
That sounds cute.
And Livia Vanover, who, you know, she's sort of a Hudson Valley folklorico staple. Love her.
Interesting.
Some other cute things. We're slipping in a walk that Wild Gather is leading, because we have this big, beautiful campus, and we would just love to kind of help people explore it more thoroughly. And finally, we have performances which were a collaboration between Emily Coates and Emmanuel Fuon, who are both wildly talented dance makers. And that'll be cool. It's half in our indoor theater, half outdoors, and it weaves together traditional Cambodian dance, astronomy, ecology, in ways that are hard to describe, but I think will make for a fascinating show.
Great.
Yeah, I want to get more of our Hudson peeps down there, so I'm so grateful for you having us on.
Where is it exactly?
So Tivoli, New York, you can get there. It's like a 15-minute drive down 9G.
Did you say 15?
15, 1-5.
Okay.
Very close.
Yeah, I get to it.
You can also get there by boat.
Did you say half hour?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I drive slow.
You're more than slow, honey. It's about 15 minutes.
But, you know, so Katzbahn, for many years, was primarily like a residency space where artists would come to develop new work.
That's right.
It wasn't so much a public-facing organization. So even though it's been around for 30 years, I talk to so many people who don't even know it's there.
Right.
So I feel like a part of what I'm excited about is...
Opening it up. That's right.
Excellent.
Yeah. I mean, and that's like one of the things that this area is happy to do and see, is that people are opening up. They're showcasing, they're offering space and walks. All these things are all happening. It's so nice.
Yeah.
So, we're talking with Adam Weinert, who's the associate.
The artistic associate
of Cats. Oh, these people are leaving already.
Don't worry about it, Tom. Don't worry about it, Tom. Focus.
And Dante Paleo, who's the artistic director of the Jose Limon Company, who will be the first performers at Katzbahn starting tomorrow night.
The first performance is on Saturday at 6 p.m.
Saturday.
And you can get your tickets.
Which is June 3rd.
June 3rd and 4th.
June 3rd. Good. Click.
Yeah, Katzbahn.org.
Nice.
Katzbahn.org. I just heard it in. So do you know about the other programs other than the dance?
Well,
are there a few panels, right?
Yeah, so we've, you know, week one, art and dance. Week two, we've got these music concerts with Ethel and Curtis Stewart.
Oh, you mentioned that.
And that's also the weekend featuring our wonderful culinary panel on June 10th at 2 p.m.
That's right. There's some other people on that panel besides myself and Tamar Adler.
That's right. There's the chef from Rivertown.
Okay.
And, you know, a couple of the other people I wasn't familiar with.
Chef Danny's going to be there too, right?
I hope so. I love Chef Danny.
Yeah.
Are you referring to Danny Amend from Lobby Farms?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know you were on, you know, first name basis. Chef Danny.
There's a
lot
you don't know.
But yeah, you're a very important person here and about.
I'm glad to hear you say it, Tom.
Well, it's true. No lie.
Yeah.
He's surly when he doesn't have his hair on. Yeah. Sorry.
I thought I put it on. Okay, well, despite the background noise, we seem to have gotten all the deets here.
Mm-hmm.
And we should thank these gentlemen. Anything else you'd like to tell us about? Anything else? Where are you going to go after Katzbahn?
Let's see. Where do we go after Katzbahn? We have a week in New York City with Azure Barton. We're having a new working with her. Then after that, we go to Nashville for a couple weeks.
Oh,
we're
so
working
jealous.
With Kayla Farish, having new work there,
goodness.
Reconstructing another Limon work. Yeah. And we've got some dates in Mexico City and then some Rose Springs, Colorado.
Of course, that makes sense. That makes sense.
And then you'll catch us back in the city in the fall.
Okay.
So yeah, bouncing around, staying busy.
That's excellent. Great. Yeah. That's great.
Well, thanks for coming out.
What a life.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, you're
so
welcome.
I can't wait to come out. Yeah.
Please do.
We'll be there.
And
Adam, you're welcome back during the summer to let us know about more shows.
Thank you.
And what's going on. Are you performing anywhere this summer?
You know, just in my backyard.
Mm-hmm. Are people invited? Do you have chickens?
I do have chickens.
How many do you have?
We have four.
Okay.
Used to be five.
Yeah.
That happens with chickens.
Yeah.
She's another chicken grower.
Oh, cool. I have 17.
Wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Used to be 18.
The girls are busy. You see 23. Oh. The girls are busy.
Just
but,
killing them one by one.
Well, you know, that's nature. At one point, Luis was like, you know, going to go after this fox. And I said, what are you going to do? Like, you're going to go find out where he hangs out? Like, what are you really going to do here?
You rough up his friends.
Exactly. Kidnap his kids. Sure. Like, what are you going to do? You know, I said, that's nature.
Yeah.
You know, like, the ant's not coming after the chicken. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the mistake we made is we named them. You didn't name yours, right?
Oh, they all have names.
Oh, Lord.
I know.
Oh.
I know.
What's your yield?
Oh, we get a lot of eggs.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You get enough to share with neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
They said if one, so for a street block, an average street block, if six of however many decided to get chickens, just six, and you do this in every other street, you could decimate the egg industry and everybody just be eating it for free.
Wow.
That's down with the egg industry.
Big egg.
Big egg. Big egg.
Isn't it nice to see your eggs come in and you just get to see the uniquenesses of it?
They're so sweet.
Yeah.
And they're also they have these little personalities.
They do.
Yeah.
And do you feed them the scraps?
We feed them scraps.
Yep.
They make the best compost.
Yes,
our garden
they do.
Loves it.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I offered Tom some chickens, by the way. He's a chicken hater. Officially.
No.
I think he might have pigs, though. Wouldn't you? Piggy.
Are you on the payroll of Big Egg?
Yeah, I'm on the payroll. I'm just irresponsible. I couldn't handle it.
They don't need much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still too much.
Unbelievable.
I mean,
okay.
You got to go out there every day, right, and do something.
Yeah.
You got to pick up the eggs. They don't bring them into the house, do they?
Well, mine's at one point bringing them and putting them on the back. They were putting them, like, in the front of the house.
So
I had a little box with, like, my garden, where, like, my peppers were growing, and they would lay the egg in there.
Really?
Yeah, they would wait around and stuff. Yeah. They were sweet. They were like our pets.
That's cute. That's
that was the first round.
Yeah, right.
Before they all died.
Well, you know, that's
they were
like,
murdered.
Well, Tom, you're being a little morbid now.
Well, I have one hen named Bruce, and she, you know, I think I should bring her on the show sometime.
So you have a chicken that's not a gallo, that's not a rooster, named Bruce.
That's right.
So have you met Butch, Tom's female cat?
Oh, no.
They should meet each other.
Oh, Butch and Bruce, they should have their own show.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no pluckings and
meows. Yes, I thought of that, you didn't.
Yeah, Butch is Butch.
He hates Butch, actually.
I don't hate Butch.
Then what is the issue with you and Butch?
She just doesn't like me.
Right, there you go. That's a statement.
She doesn't like anybody, really. And she's a very deceptive. So come in, sit in your lap.
You hear the words he's
you're like a normal cat, and then something goes. Well,
you break wind or you burp, I would do the same. Tell me about Bruce.
You know, she's a sweetie. She thinks she's a rooster.
She might turn into one. You know they can do that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. If they feel the need. I didn't know that either. I was reading a chicken article, and they can do that. Because remember, at the beginning, they're all ungendered.
Right.
And then like us.
Right. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you know, one becomes a rooster. I think we have two in ours, because we got cockfights going on like crazy.
Huh.
I'm ready to bet
what
some
kind
money.
Of
fight? Wow. Cockfights.
Okay. What kind of fight?
Listen, you know. Shih Tzu. Calm
down.
Calm down.
Speaking of Shih Tzus, hey, Enki, is your dog with you? Is it?
They can't hear you.
They can't hear me. Yeah. We'll get her dog. I think it's a Shih Tzu.
Oh, really? Lucky you. Any other pets?
We go for
I do.
What do you have?
I have a Maltipoo.
A Maltese. So is that a Maltese and a Yorkie poodle?
No, a Maltese and a poodle.
Poodle.
Yeah.
I want to see a picture.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah, that's really,
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Pictures are great for radio.
I think Bea and Bruce and Butch.
And Butch. Yeah. Yeah. All the Bees.
Her name is Beatrix Wilhelmina.
Oh, wow.
Yes, after the former Queen of Holland.
You know about the Queen Beatrix house here?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll drive you by it.
He's a font of historical information.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And she's hyper-energetic, right?
That's a cute dog.
Uh-huh.
That's actually a cute dog.
She's a cute dog.
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
So what do you do when you travel? What do you do with it? You bring it?
In my back pocket.
I know that's right. Yeah, I think if you bought Butcher one of those little cat bags, the little globe. You seen those
little
cat
globe,
bags?
Yes.
I think she'd warm up to you, Tom. She wouldn't try to, you know.
15 years old. What do I care?
Unbelievable.
I'm not 15.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But you know, yours can live to 20. We don't know about Butch.
I just saw that the oldest dog in the world just turned 30.
Get out. Big or small?
Wow.
Big.
Really?
And he's never been on a leash, and he's never eaten dog food.
That's the answer.
Wow.
In Jamaica, we don't feed them dog food either.
What do you feed them?
My grandmother used to do porridge, rice, chicken bone, chicken skin, and she'd cook all that up, bake it in the oven, and then she'd give that to them. I guess it's the southern version of pawn.
Sure.
Pawn or something like that.
Uh-huh.
There's this like southern thing that they make similar. Yeah.
Yum.
No, but they love it.
I bet you they do.
They were so good.
I bet
good.
You they do.
Yeah. And we didn't do all those fancy
Sparky,
names
Sparky
like Bruce
bones.
And it was Brownie, Blackie. Can you tell what they would look like? They didn't get attached because they knew like on a whim they might just leave.
Oh, there's a Shih Tzu.
Oh, she does have a Shih Tzu. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, man. You want to stop by?
Have you heard about Cats Ban, Tommy?
Cats
Ban? Yeah, Ban.
Cats Ban.
Uh-huh. In Tivoli?
I have not heard of it.
I'm going to be at Cats Ban.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Ah, you remember? Yeah. I've been
really
posting about it. It just doesn't make, it doesn't connect all the way.
Mr. Tommy, are you set up to perform here this summer right here at Kitties, by any chance?
Not the Kitties, but the 7th Street Park. We're going to be activating that.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
Yeah.
What about, he's in Georgia now. What about that space?
Are you Kylie, I just talked to
him. Yeah, is he going to, you going to do any dance?
We just had a beautiful poetry project
this weekend. I saw that.
So lovely. So lovely. A lot of good poets from the city came up. Live music. There was some dance. There was a flute.
There was a reading.
Where was this?
Baba Yaga.
Out there in 9G, folks.
Yeah.
9G. A little...
Is that 9G? That ain't 9G.
Yeah, this is live.
Oh, shit.
Were you nervous?
No, but I...
Baba Yaga is 9G?
Yeah.
Right by Stewart's
by
is not 9G.
Stewart's is our bathroom.
It's 9G.
Is it?
I wouldn't make that up.
I thought that was just the 3rd Street.
No. I think you're both right.
Both right.
Oh, okay.
And there is
third
Enki.
Into nine. Third
yeah.
Blends into nine.
Let's give a plug for Enki's store.
Enki Balor.
Hey, Balor.
She had a piece in the show this weekend that was beautiful.
Ah.
I really want to be there. Arby and I got like weird food poisoning.
Oh no.
Weird food poisoning.
Night. Oh no.
What's like not weird food poisoning?
I didn't like it.
The allergies, this snow, I don't know what this is, but somebody take it with them. It is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
I've been medicated and everything. Look at you.
My little Benadryl.
Little pill popper.
Easy pop. Easy pop, Tommy D. And we got there's some music happening.
Down there?
No, me and Rager and our friend Johnny Garcia from Pasadena are in a band now.
What?
Hello.
We have like almost 30 tracks.
Get out of here.
And we might be releasing very soon.
That's what's up.
As in an album?
Yeah, like a mate, like
that you could buy.
Maybe it's shared freely.
Maybe free.
Yeah,
maybe
something.
It's just free.
Rager's performing next week over there at Basilica. You gonna join her? Maybe.
Oh, she is. Jupiter Knight. Yes.
Not the
I will
band.
Be there.
You will be
not
there.
The
not
band.
The band.
I think she's doing a solo.
Okay.
A solo set.
Rager, friend of the show, aka Rebecca Bohr.
Rebecca Bohr.
The fact
there
that she's changed her name Rebecca to Rager
Ruth.
As a Scorpio baby.
She's the original
I'm
Rager.
I'm feeling it.
She's original.
She likes to rave and rage and all the things that kids
rage.
Do.
But
Rager.
She's also, yeah.
What's her sign?
Rager Cancer.
I got that.
Coming up.
Tommy.
Hi, Tommy.
Oh, sorry.
Cool. Nice to meet you. Dante.
Dante, nice to meet you.
He's a fellow dancer.
Okay.
Tommy's a beautiful dancer.
I was telling someone about that yesterday. Because there's just like the tension
Hudson
of the
Dance
fabric,
Festival last
remember?
Year?
Like
a couple of years ago.
If the tension wasn't taught like we did, it would have took
the audience member, remember how we ran? It was beautiful. That's what I loved the most. I was like, that was live. I was on the edge.
Totally.
So fast.
Totally.
I love that.
And the Basilica show where we almost died, too.
Oh, my God.
That was great.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what happens at all dance places? It's like a little bit of, we almost died.
I don't want to make that promise for this weekend.
Because I know with DJing, a DJ can save your life, but I didn't know dancing.
So let's hear the details here. How did you almost lose your life dancing?
Yeah. Tommy D.
Take it easy. That's Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy.
Oh, yeah. That was a thrilling show. It was a live orchestra. You know, we got carried away. We were climbing up these ropes that we were...
Is it the rope that they use for the, for like that rope exercise thing that women or people do sometimes?
It was actually, Anki created these. They were like part of our costumes, but, you know, 40 feet long. And then Tommy and I just went crazy. We were hanging from the thing and swinging around. And we watched the photos afterwards. We were like, wow, we could have died. But we were feeling it.
Were you high?
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, when are we going to have you here?
I'm still meeting. I'm sorry.
Tell him to leave. I mean, I'm here for kitties, for crying out loud.
Give me 1 minute,
I'll be right back. Okay. Jeez Louise. Anyway, I had a question.
You almost died, but you didn't, thank God.
I know, yeah, it was thrilling, you know. You only got to raise the stakes in live theater. Yeah,
so are you also using the same treatment that RB's using? Because I'm noticing...
Oh, well, thank you.
Have you been doing a little... Treatment. So, I don't know if you've seen RB, but RB is pubescent. RB looks like he's born again. I'm telling you, RB's skin is like... Maybe they should give some to Tom. You are a hater. I'm being nice.
I'm going to tell you something about that.
I'm being nice.
I got to tell you something. you know, the whole, we've talked about the, what's that stuff called?
Aging? What?
No, the, Jesus. The
Botox?
Memory? What?
Memory loss. Memory loss. You know, the stuff from the store, you know, the, God, I can't believe
it. The chili crisps?
No, the other thing.
Oh, my.
You put on your skin.
Oh, shea butter.
Shea butter, thank you.
Okay, wow, it took a while to get there. Okay.
I'm old.
Right.
I have no problem with it.
Right.
Try shea butter.
Shea butter.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because he was using petroleum before.
No, here's the thing.
Just straight up Vaseline. Okay. Raw dog in it.
Okay.
So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out visiting my daughter, right? And I go
you
into
got
the
your shea butter with you?
No. Mm. I go into the shower, and I'm using this soap that... the girl he used to work with for the Watch the Kids used, and she was French.
It was like a bar or a pump?
It was a bar.
Woo, you risky. Go ahead.
But I'm just using it.
Okay.
And I noticed, like, all these dry spots suddenly were revived.
Oh, it was shea butter.
Can you let me do the punchline, please?
If you get there.
I look at it, it says shea butter. I said, geez, Sheila was correct. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just you. It was Maureen. So here's the thing. You.
Uh-huh.
Maureen.
Uh-huh.
And this nanny.
Right, that's gone.
But those two are French.
Right.
And then you.
Is Jamaican.
Mm-hmm. So what I've determined is the reason